Welcome, everyone, to episode 3 of The Bon Bon Show. Today is February 2nd, 2025. I am one of your hosts, Aaron. Today, our show will be full of snacking on the most convenient of things. I can't wait to dive in and swim in on all of these tasty goodies.
Hello to our wonderful listeners and to you too, Aaron. This is episode 3, can you believe it, of the Bon Bon Show. And today we are talking about popular convenience stores in Japan. Mm-hmm. And both of us will rank our top 3. Before we get into that, happy February. One month of 2025 is already gone. Wow. But what have you been up to this week, Aaron?
Hey, Kirk. Yeah, I can't believe January is over already. I thought today was still January, and then I looked at the calendar. I'm like, what? It's February already? Oh, man. But This week was the start of Chinese Lunar New Year celebration for my family. So luckily, or thankfully, we got a cool little surprise treat from my wife's dad. So my father-in-law came over, dropped off all of this fantastic Chinese New Year dinner. We got a ton of goodies. So we got homemade chashu, crackling pork, some soup, lots of noodles.
Oh, veggies. You got me at pork. I need pork. Yeah. Got any leftovers? All that crackling.
I think it's mostly all gone now. There was a lot of food, but it's been all eaten. Been eating it for the last couple of days. And then, if that couldn't be enough, but last night we were invited to another family Chinese New Year celebration where we got even more homemade noodles, spring rolls, wontons, more homemade chashu, fried chicken. So this week has been Chinese New Year food heaven. Been eating real well this week. So yeah, it's cool to enjoy in the festivities and fun for my son, who's getting red pockets from all the family members. And
oh my god,
lucky red pockets guy. Aren't for me. Yeah, he's lucky I'm not getting red pockets anymore, because we're not the youngest in the family. The little, you know, Kai is, of course, being 1 year old, so which is really cool to see. So yeah, it's been really fun to celebrate with family and friends all the Chinese New Year festivities. And we had a cool surprise visitor at our family dinner yesterday. One of a close family friends is I'm not going to say too much, but he's a Hong Kong pop star. So we got to eat some nice food with a Hong Kong pop star last night. So that was quite fun to be in the midst of a superstar.
Oh my God. Look at you hanging out with celebrities.
Yeah. So famous. So I hope anyone out there that's celebrating Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year celebrations, I hope you're enjoying your time with your family and friends. And take care, everyone. And what's up with you, Kirk? What's been going on this past week?
Oh, thank you. Oh, your Chinese New Year celebration sound amazing. Two Chinese New Year celebratory dinners. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been a food coma.
Yeah. This week was actually very busy for me. I feel like every week since the start of the new year has been busier and busier, but this week I didn't mind so much. The highlight for me was that I volunteered at a food bank, and
that's awesome.
I had a really amazing experience chatting with the other Japanese volunteers and helping to do some work, you know, like sorting food and checking expiry dates and just like cleaning up and making sure everything is ready and, you know, accessible for those who use the food bank. This is an opportunity I got because I am a Hiroshima Study Abroad ambassador, and that kind of gives me the opportunity to do things in my community. And every time I'm allowed to do stuff, meet people in the community, walk around, chat, you know, meet the elderly people especially, I'm, you know, like always so happy. It's such a joy to interact with the locals. Yeah. To hear their story and really connect with the community. And I really miss that as a big part of my experience living in or on a rural island for my first few years living in Japan. That was like a more community focused type of Japan that you don't really get in the, not that I'm in a big city, but you know what I mean? It's a very different kind of Japan, and I
Yes, very
miss
true.
that rural experience. And yeah, I met the coolest 80 something year old Oji-chan. Yeah, he was like 2 years old when the atomic bomb fell in Hiroshima. Yeah, and he had like so many stories to tell about growing up in Hiroshima in the 50s and 60s and how different things are today compared to them. And it was just so amazing for this 80 something year old man to be like volunteering in his community and still so full of energy and so excited to meet foreigners. And I was just really inspired by his story and being in his presence and just how what I say, positive his outlook is. And I just felt refueled in a way hanging out with him for the day. So I want to volunteer there again before I graduate in September. So I don't know, we shall see.
Man, that sounds like a really terrific experience. Not only, helping, giving back to your community, but working with members of your community and feeling that connection that you said that you missed. So it's nice that you were able to kind of rekindle that for yourself and get rejuvenated in that feeling and the desire to continue doing that in the future, as you mentioned. So I hope you get the chance to participate in their activities as, as often as you can or as those opportunities arise for you. So good on you for giving back. I do have a question though with the food bank. I guess were you what were some of the I don't know, I like in the food banks in Canada, they usually say like, these are the top things that are in need for this particular month or for this particular season. Do they have any of that information relayed to you when you got there that they were like really in need of this particular item because they're low of it, or they see, people have a desire for certain types of items from the food bank over others? I was just curious what the popular food bank items would be, or what people like to obtain from the food bank.
Interesting, interesting. I feel like there wasn't really like a list, but from working there and seeing what was happening, I feel like unsurprisingly, this is Asia. So like rice was like the
Yeah,
most
fair
popular
enough.
item.
Yeah, that makes
Because
sense.
they had like, I don't know, I felt like there were a lot of bags, large bags of rice, and maybe second would have been like canned goods, I feel. Like tuna and different types of fish and canned stuff was maybe the second most popular thing or the most numerous thing that I had to help to like sort through and measure and check expiry dates on and stuff like that. So
Cool,
yeah,
cool.
rice and canned goods. Yeah.
Yeah, that conversation that you must have had with the Oji-san about Hiroshima and growing up in such a diverse and traumatic time, I can just imagine how enlightening that conversation was, but also at the same time, very maybe difficult and all the whirlwind of emotions, just hearing what he had to say. And I'm imagining someone opening up about their experience going living through that must be it's probably healing, but probably difficult to talk about as well. Did you get some of those feelings from him as you chatted with him, or what was his kind of persona like when you were having your discussion?
Yeah, like you've hit the nail right on the head. Like I could tell, like in the beginning, he was like really like happy about his childhood and talking about like despite the challenges, he's so grateful and happy about like how he has grown and his kids and his wife and just talking about stuff. But there was like a little bit towards the end where you could tell like he was getting a little sad about the experiences and like how difficult it was and he's getting older, etc. But like he like the conversations with the other volunteers kind of led it back to something positive and just like
That's good.
congratulating him on doing such a good job and, you know, all his kids and grandkids and great grandkids. And like he was showing us pictures of just how large his family is and how loved he is. And that's one of the reasons why he has been in this community for so long.
Yeah, that's so awesome to hear. And for those listening, I really encourage if you have any plans to go to Japan, I think going to Hiroshima is definitely it's a really impactful place to go when you go to the site and learn about the history and the museum and everything that's set up there. It's really an emotional experience, but one that I think is really important to witness and be on that land and just know and just try to understand, even though we can never fully understand and feel what it would be like to go through that type of situation. I think when you go there, there's definitely a heavy feeling that you can feel in the air and the people there. So I really encourage those that are considering going to Japan and trying to find a place to go and visit. I think Hiroshima should be at the top of the list as just a really meaningful place to go and a history that we should all learn from and aspire to, do better and never make that mistake again, right? So I think, so yeah, just encourage you to go check out Hiroshima, not only just for its history, but great place to go and visit, as I'm
Definitely.
sure Kirk can attest to.
Yes. I really have enjoyed my year and a half, going on 2 years now, of living in Hiroshima Prefecture.
Going on to 2 years. Wow. Where is time going? Where is time going, man? So, just jumping back to our main topic of today, yeah, we wanted to kind of go over our favorite convenience stores in Japan. And Kirk has some really cool information that's is really relevant right now, and particularly this month. So I'll let Kirk kind of dive into some cool information for you.
While like making the notes and kind of doing a little background research just to kind of understand more about convenience stores in Japan, apparently 2024 marked the 50th anniversary of the first 7-Eleven in Toyosu, Tokyo. So yeah, it's been 50 years since the first konbini, became a thing in Japan. So that was like unexpected, honestly.
Yeah,
I
wow.
also learned that the first Lawson store was launched in Toyonaka, Osaka, in 1975. So that's definitely 50 years. And then the first Family Mart store was established in Funabashi, Chiba, in 1978. So it's just like, those are like the top three most popular konbini. There are many others, and we'll get into some of those later on. But like, convenience stores or konbini are pretty much a part of Japanese culture now. The top ones are open 24 hours, and you can buy anything and everything, honestly, from snacks to alcohol to underwear, and like Family Mart, 7-Eleven, Lawson, Ministop, Daily Yamazaki, New Days, and many other types of konbini store brands are available. And it's, I don't know, I feel like it's something quite unique and interesting to life in Japan, where especially when you're in the big city, or not even like the big city, like, because I'm not really in the big city, but like at any time of the night, if you're close to a konbini at 3 a.m., I've popped down to a konbini for like
Oh, yeah, of course.
a drink or something, just because I can't sleep, or I just feel for something sweet, so like konbinis are just like ingrained into the culture and fabric of Japan at this point. I know people who come to Japan, and as soon as they step off that plane and leave the airport, they go straight to a 7-Eleven to inhale a onigiri. It's like
Yep, I'll
drugs
put
for
my
them.
hand up for that one.
What are our top three convenience stores in terms of like what Aaron thinks his top three are, what my top three are, and why we like these particular kombinis or why we don't like these particular
Oh,
kombinis. I think we should
debate
start from
potentially?
maybe our third favorite and
Yeah,
we'll
let's
go
start
back and
from number
forth.
three. Yeah.
Yeah. So how
Yeah,
about you
so I'll
start,
go.
Aaron?
Yeah. So my number three is we're all very, very familiar. The original, the one that Kirk just talked about with marking their first 7-Eleven in Toyosu. So 7-Eleven's my number three, I think. Yeah. When you think of Japan, you think of 7-Eleven, of course. So it has to be in my list. It's not, two or one. We'll get to that as to why. But 7-Eleven is like a consistent, you know what you're gonna get. It's always, and I think because we are familiar with it in our home countries too, like in Canada, we have 7-Eleven, so we have that background knowledge. But when you're used to one, if I'm used to the version of Canada 7-Eleven and I go to Japan, you can have that easy comparison because you know what you're coming from. And so I think everyone can have that sort of comparison back to their home country because 7-Eleven is, around the world as opposed to some of the other ones. And when I start comparing 7-Eleven Japan to 7-Eleven Canada, it's
It
immediately clear
sucks.
that, yeah, 7-Eleven Canada is like not even in the same universe or galaxy that 7-Eleven Japan is. It's just like if you took away the branding, you probably wouldn't even realize it was the same, I guess, same umbrella of companies, right? But so it's just phenomenally better in Japan than it is in Canada in all regards. I can't think of one thing about 7-Eleven Canada that does anything better than the Japanese version. So that's why it hits number three for me. It's just always consistently good. It's always available. You know what to get. It's just always good. But from a food perspective, I think, and I wanted to do this for all three of my top three, is what my ultimate combo of food is. And my favorite snack to get at 7-Eleven Japan, maybe for left field from for some people,
Ooh.
but I really, really, really love their French toast. I don't know
French
why.
toast.
The French toast is like off the charts for me.
Whoa.
I like love it so much. As soon as I go to 7-Eleven there, I'm immediately going to the pastry section and seeing if they have the French toast because it's not always available. I believe it sells out.
Oh my
And so I
God.
always got to check, do they have the French toast? And if they do, it's immediately buy. Like I might not even want the French toast right now. I might just save it for later or the next day, but I have to have the French toast. If I
Wow.
do plan on eating it right then and there, then usually I'll pick up some tea. To go with it, depending on how I'm feeling, I might get some milk tea or I might get some green tea or jasmine tea. Or there's other teas too that pair well with it. I mean, it's really sweet. So try to pair it down with like a nice green tea or something like that. But that's kind of my combo to get. And if I'm feeling a little bit more snacky, then I will go and get the 7-Eleven onigiri. My go-to is just your basic tuna mayo onigiri.
Oh, that's good
And I
stuff. Don't
think,
say
yeah,
basic.
well, yeah, but it's your standard, I guess,
Yes,
flavor of
standard is a
onigiri.
better way. How dare you
Yeah.
speak badly of tuna mayo?
And I know onigiri can be another debate as to which konbini provides like the best onigiri overall, which one has the best tuna mayo. But I think consistently, I think I like the tuna mayo onigiri from 7-Eleven the most. So that's kind of
Yeah.
my ultimate combo of items there, the trifecta of the French toast, a tea, and tuna mayo onigiri. So that's my number three pick, 7-Eleven.
Ooh.
Let's go into that spot. So what about you, Kirk? What's your number three favorite konbini in Japan?
For me, it's the same. Believe it or not, 7-Eleven. I feel like even before I came to Japan, I was aware of like 7-Eleven. They are everywhere here in Japan. And as you said, they're also overseas too. I've seen them in like other Asian countries, North America as well. So it's like out of all the companies in Japan, I feel like 7-Eleven is definitely the
Yeah,
globally
they're the
known
juggernaut.
brand. Yeah, and that that shock, as you mentioned about like the difference in quality between a 7-Eleven in your home country versus in Japan is always something that my foreign friends talk about. Because they're always like, oh my God, I have a 7-Eleven in my city or my community, but then it's like dingy, or you know what I mean? Never properly stocked. But when I go to Japan and I go to a proper 7-Eleven, I'm like, oh my God, I wish it was like this back home in New York or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, they're everywhere. There are train stations, airports. Sometimes there are multiple 7-Elevens on a street, especially like in big city Tokyo and other places. I like 7-Eleven, also because of the wide selection of food. You mentioned the onigiri, but I feel like they also have like great bentos, and I don't know, I feel like their selection of drinks are also more varied, like a wider selection than the other konbini. I don't know if that's just my mind, but the onigiri
Yeah, I
is
think,
good.
yeah, they have those machines too where you can get some of like the smoothies and the coffees and some of the other like
Yeah.
sweeter drinks too.
That's not available at some of the other companies. I've been trying their smoothies recently, and I'm usually not a smoothie guy, but like, yeah, before it got so cold, I was having smoothies every time I was like passing through the one at the station.
Which flavor were you getting? I'm just
I
curious.
love the berry ones. It got like blueberry, raspberry, like a lot of
Oh,
berry
okay.
berries.
Yum.
It's very purple and I
It's
liked it.
berry
Yeah, it's
good.
very good. So yeah, wide selection of food, and but some of the negatives. I feel like 7-Eleven is more expensive than the other company in my experience. Like everything just seems a little bit more expensive than the others. And the other thing I don't like about 7-Eleven, this might sound weird, but I feel like it seems very corporate and it's kind of lost some of its quirky Japanese-ness a little, I feel. Yeah, it's yeah. So I like that they're everywhere. I like the food and drink selection, especially their onigiri and bento. It's a little bit more expensive, and unfortunately, it feels very corporate sometimes. Yeah, what's your second choice for konbinis?
My second choice,
Number two.
my number two choice is Family Mart. So,
Interesting.
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. One of my reasons for selecting Family Mart is the super catchy tune when you walk into the store. So I'm not sure if
Yes,
you're familiar, but it
yes.
goes do 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 do. I don't know. It doesn't, it never gets boring to me. It's always like, yes, I love hearing it. It's short enough. You can remember it. That's not too long. It doesn't have any annoying notes in it. It's just nice and pleasant. I actually
Yes.
made that tune my town theme in Animal Crossing because I love it that much.
Wow.
So the theme of Family Mart just never leaves my brain. It's always there, jingling around rent free, and it's fine to stay there forever. So nothing to do with the food or anything like that. The theme has already got me. Addition to that, I really love the simple branding of the white, green, and blue stripes. I don't know
Oh,
why, if
yeah.
it's just like the simple, like I just like that color combination in general. Like blue and green are just some of my favorite colors anyways. And just it's not complicated. It's an easy logo to remember. It's just Family Mart, and then it's got the blue and the green. And I don't know, just easy to spot, and it just stands out enough. When you do see it, you're like, yep, Family Mart. And just a tip I wanted to say about Family Mart specifically, just because I like JP
Ooh.
Post, which is like a bank and post office in Japan, but Family Mart does have JP Post's ATM machines. So if you are looking to use your foreign debit card or credit card to take out some cash, Family Mart's a good place to go to withdraw cash. If you can't find a JP Post physical location because it might be closed, because yes, ATMs do close in Japan. They have
Womp
hours.
womp womp.
Yeah. So Family Mart's a nice second option because usually they're open later and you have access to their ATM if you needed to take out some money. So just wanted to point out that cool traveler tip. 7-Eleven also has, I should have said this at the 7-Eleven one, but 7-Eleven has their own international ATMs too. So that's another good place if you needed to take out some money. Anyways, back onto Family Mart's food, what we're really here to talk about.
Yes.
It's gotta be, and like, I can't say anything else. I'm sure you're gonna say this if you talk about Family Mart, Kirk, but fried chicken and Fammy Chickie is Family Mart's branded chicken, is like hands down the best fried chicken you can get
It's
at
like
any Family
drugs.
Mart. Yeah, like, when you go to Japan, for those listening, you gotta try the fried chicken at all of them, but you're going to leave liking Family Mart the best. And if you don't, come talk to me and convince me otherwise. So you could pair your Fammy Chicky with any other snacks that you want, but it's peak combo. If you want a peak meal combo, it's got to include a Fammy Chicky for me. And whether it's the regular Fammy Chicky or there's actually a spicy version of the
Oh,
Fammy Chicky,
yeah. Now we're talking.
both,
The spicy
you're not going to
stuff is
go wrong with
amazing.
either. It's not too spicy. It's just got a Just a little kick, extra flavor. I encourage you to buy both when you're there next time. But yeah, that's why it's in my number two spot. Branding, the song, Fammy Chickie. I don't have anything else to say. So,
Nice, nice, nice.
yeah, Kirk, what's your number two?
Yeah, I might have gotten a little bit too excited about Family Mart and Famichiki earlier. Spoiler alert. Okay, for me, number two is Lawson.
Oh, Lawson
Yes,
hitting the
yes, yes, yes,
charts.
yes.
Okay.
Lawson is here, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, I wasn't a
Do
fan of
tell.
Lawson in my early years here in Japan. I
Oh.
felt like Lawson's ranged from like being super bougie 1 minute, and then you'd go into another Lawson. Well, I don't know. I went on a lot of like road trips, and sometimes I'd stop to go to a Lawson on the, while driving and stuff, and it would be like the dingiest, darkest, weirdest smelling company I've ever been to. I don't know, man. But then I'd get
What
to, I don't know,
smells are you
Kyoto.
smelling there?
Exactly. I'd go to like Kyoto or some other place, and there'd be this like very fancy Lawson with like, like a wide selection of stuff and organic this and like so cool looking. And I'm
Yeah.
like, you never know what you're gonna get when you head into a Lawson, but I
That's
like him.
fair.
Since moving to Hiroshima, it's the closest company to where I live now. So in a way, I don't want to say I've been forced, but like I've been able to like go to Lawson more in the last year and a half, and I've started to really appreciate Lawson. And they have like really great selection of snacks and baked goods. I don't
Yeah,
know,
that's
even
true.
more so than 7-Eleven, I feel like they have like some really unique and interesting snacks that I don't see at the other companies, and their baked goods section I think is better than most, if not all, of the other companies. I need to check if they have French toast. Now that I've learned that my friend is
Yes.
a
Oh,
French
man.
toast crazy person, I'll definitely have to have a French toast in your honor, Aaron.
I'll do anything for French toast, anything.
Yeah, so yeah, very good selection of baked goods. I usually like grab snacks when I'm on my way to uni for studying, or like I don't feel like
Yeah,
cooking
something
tonight, I'll
quick.
grab some stuff on my way while cycling home, or it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm having the munchies and nothing is hitting the spot. I'll put on a coat over my pajamas and walk down to the nearby Lawson. The
I
other
got a
thing I do
question
like
though.
about Lawson. Oh, go ahead with your question.
I was just gonna say, is your Lawson more on the bougie side, or is it on the dingy side, or is it somewhere in the
It's definitely in the middle. It's not very bougie, but it's definitely not. It's like the typical Lawson. I guess that's
Oh,
why
okay,
I've fallen
gotcha.
in love with it and stuff. And there's a lot of like university students working part-time there, so it's a very nice spot. There's a lot of like university housing nearby, so many people hang out there. It's like one of the local university student hangout spots. You'll always see people there.
Cool.
Yeah. But one of the things that made Lawson rise to my number two spot is I feel like they always have great partnerships on like anime goods and seasonal snacks and like very cool, like unique, limited time edition things that you can find usually only at Lawson. For example, they had like a Dragon Ball Super partnership recently, and
Oh, really?
I bought like
They got you.
a glass. Yeah. I'd go to the Lawson and I'd see Goku looking at me on
I
this
see.
glass, and I was like, I don't need glass. I don't need this extra glass. But like, I feel like Lawson's always have these things. They also had something a couple of years ago with one of my favorite things, Sumiko Gurashi. We could do an episode about Sumiko Gurashi one day. For those who know what Sumiko Gurashi is, let's go. But yeah, they always have cool partnerships on unique goods or seasonal snacks. And when I go into a Lawson, I love to go to that kind of section. They usually have it close to the front of the store with whatever is
Yes.
being like featured or what is happening. So it's like you never know what will be in a Lawson, especially if you haven't been there for a couple of days or weeks. You're like, oh, I wonder what the new seasonal thing is or limited time thing is at Lawson today. So yeah, that's my number two. Closest to me, really cool snacks and baked goods. Can be super bougie or super dingy, and some really great partnerships for anime goods and seasonal snacks and stuff. And now we have entered the
Ooh.
featured part of this presentation, ladies and gentlemen.
Number
Aaron,
one.
what is your number one konbini in Japan?
All right, everyone. My number one konbini in Japan. This is probably like a natsukashi, like a really good feeling, good time. My past self just remembers this such fondly, I guess you could say. Is gotta be Hokkaido's only Seiko Mart.
Nani
That's my
sore?
number one. You might be going, what the heck are you talking about, Aaron? Seiko Mart? That doesn't exist. What is that? What are those words?
That's a
So
fake-o mart.
Seiko Mart. So Hokkaido or Seiko Mart is like a Hokkaido only-ish. I'll get to that in just a second, but it's predominantly a Hokkaido-based convenience store chain. That was my first convenience store, I guess, experience. Being in Japan is the first place I ever went to was Hokkaido, and visiting a Seiko Mart was my first convenience store. So it's kind of that's why it's very like nostalgic for me, and I get good feelings, and
Ooh.
that's kind of like what peak
Natsukashi?
konbini is for me. Yeah, natsukashi. Feeling about Japanese convenience stores. So I was doing some research earlier about Seiko Mart because I was just I knew we were going to talk about this and just going through all the different convenience stores. And when I was looking at their website, I had noticed their locations, and I just expected just to see a map of Hokkaido. And then I saw some additional prefectures
Wah,
on
wah,
their list, and I was like,
wah.
what is this? So they have a few shops in Saitama, and they have like quite a few locations in Ibaraki Prefecture. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to go there now and check out some non-Hokkaido Seiko Marts just to see if they're exactly the same as the Hokkaido ones or if they're slightly different. So I'm really, really curious now. And I'm gonna bug Kirk because he hasn't been to Hokkaido and avoids it mainly because of all the snow that they have. But now that there's some in more of a central location outside of Tokyo, I think Kirk's got to go to Seiko Mart in
Yes,
Ibaraki or
let's do it. Let's do a vlog. My first time at
Yeah.
Seiko Mart, proving that it's not
Let's
a fake-o Mart.
do it up. I think one of the reasons why I love it so much is they have a. Their hot food section is called Hot Chef. And I mean, all of them have like their hot food areas. Again, this was the very first hot food area that I ever experienced in Japan, and they have one of my favorite dishes as well, katsudon. So they have other hot foods too. Like you can get fried chicken, and they have some rice dishes, and other donburi. But my favorite donburi is katsudon, and their katsudon is affordable. I think it's 500 yen, maybe 600 yen. So it's realistic, easy to buy. Does it break the bank? Super tasty. And I would always pair that up with one of their branded milk teas, just because their branded milk teas were cheaper than like the Kirin milk teas or the other milk tea brands. So yeah, my ultimate combo was every Friday when I was living there after having a long day of teaching, I'd drive to the nearest Seiko Mart, which was like 15 minutes away by car, 15, 20 minutes away by car. And go and buy a katsudon, get a milk tea, drive home, sit on my couch, and just bask in the glory of that meal, that ultimate combo kombini meal. I just loved it so much.
They need to have a hot chef section because you're in the ice age 9 months of the year.
So that was my favorite place to go. And after moving away and coming back to Canada, they built a Seiko Mart in my town, and it was literally built like 2 minute walk away from where I was living. And I was like, oh darn, I could have been there like every day when I
They
lived
waited for you to
there.
leave.
They had to wait for me to move in order to build the Seiko Mart. But yeah, so that's my number one. So if you ever go to Hokkaido, or I guess if you ever go to Ibaraki or Saitama and you see a Seiko Mart, go and try a hot chef meal just to bask in the glory that is the Hokkaido-ness that Seiko Mart provides. And yeah, let me know what your thoughts are about the Hokkaido golden child that is Seiko Mart. So that's my number one, and it ain't gonna change. That's that. So with that, let's see what Kirk has to say about his number one kombini in Japan.
Yes. Well, how dare you put my number one kombini in Japan as your number two?
Hey, it's close
Everyone
enough.
knows that Family Mart is the best Japanese convenience store, and that's my number one.
Yeah, it's a good choice, man. I cannot argue with your number one choice.
Yeah, Family Mart to me has the best customer service. The people are so nice. It feels so welcoming and friendly whenever you go into a Family Mart. It almost improves your mood, like from listening to that jingle that you mentioned when you were talking about Family Mart to I don't know, I feel like it's just brighter and friendlier and the colors are nicer and the layout is, I don't know, also better. It's just such a I don't know. I don't know if I'm biased, but I really, really love Family Mart. And you mentioned, oh, Famichiki. I have inhaled more Famichiki than I would like to admit, and it's amazing. No matter how other companies try to kind of replicate the success of Famichiki, Famichiki still reigns supreme. It's the best fried chicken. It's great for snacking. It's great for, grabbing
Full
while
meal.
going to school. Grab multiple Famichiki and some bread for a full meal and a bottle of lemon tea. That's my go-to. Two pieces of Famichiki, some kind of raisin bread or some kind of bread, and a bottle of lemon tea. That's what I usually grab on my way to school or when I want a snack or don't want to cook on my way home. That's the good stuff. And
What's your
yeah.
what's the most amount of Famichiki you've ever eaten in one sitting?
That's classified. My
Oh,
personal trainer might be listening to this podcast and I will not want to explain myself later.
ooh. Oh, secrets for another day.
Yeah,
Okay, I like
especially in the winter when it's cold and you're cycling home at 9, 10 p.m. after studying all day, and you're like, oh, look, Family Mart. Let's just say one piece of famichiki does not hit the spot when it's like
Oh,
zero or
yeah.
minus degrees outside. Yeah, you want multiple
Yeah.
famichikis to dull the pain.
I dull what pain?
But yeah, Family
I hear
Mart
you.
also, as you mentioned, has like nice colors. The branding of the logo again just adds to its kind of family, soothing, friendly atmosphere. It's like I don't know, if I knew anything about branding and marketing and all that stuff, like whatever Family Mart does, and those colors and that design and that jingle, like it really speaks to, friendliness and warmness and family whenever
Yeah,
you
exactly.
are in a Family Mart or see the colors. They also, I feel like, has the best kind of like supplies. Like in convenience stores in Japan, you can get, as we said, pretty much everything: socks, shirts, deodorant, everything you can think of, lotion, etc. I don't know, again, it might be my bias, but I feel like the quality and selection of these kinds of random supplies that you can get in convenience stores are better at Family Mart. I've bought socks and shirts and deodorant myself for whatever reason at Family Mart. And usually, if I need stuff like that, like if I'm traveling or, different things are happening, I usually look for a Family Mart if I'm looking for that kind of stuff. So yeah, Family Mart, I feel like, has the best selection of like supplies that you'd need. So yeah, best customer service, very welcome, very friendly, coolest jingle that almost improves your mood. Famichiki needs no other explanation. And yeah, a very cool selection of like supplies that you might need while traveling or whatever. If I wasn't living in Japan, I could see myself traveling to Japan with like a backpack and just like buying everything I need for at least a week at a konbini, at a Family Mart konbini. Like everything from undershirt, underwear, socks, t-shirts, everything I'd buy at Family Marts. Just come to Japan with a backpack. Yep.
Yeah, man. Like, if your bags get stolen or you, well, they're not going to get stolen, but if you lose them in transit somehow, just find Family Mart and you can just buy everything from there. No worries.
Indeed. So yeah, I think there's that's us for episode. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on before we head into the outro?
I just had one honorable mention that I wanted to give a little shout out to in a little place called Hakodate in Hokkaido. So I won't say too much, but if you ever find yourself in Hakodate doing whatever, there's a Shinkansen there, so maybe you've taken the Shinkansen, who knows? But there's a little local convenience store chain called Hasegawa, and they have
Hasegawa.
these Hasegawa. They have their own little fresh yakitori bentos that are made daily. And I would just, my recommendation is if you're looking for like a good, quick, warm meal, go to Hasegawa and order a yakitori bento. I've only been there once, so I couldn't put it in like my top three, but it was a solid yakitori bento, and you're supporting like a nice little local convenience store chain. And yeah, it's got like a little mom and pop feel to it. So yeah, that's my little honorable mention there that I just wanted to throw in there at the very end.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
I've got no honorable mentions. Everyone should just go to Family Mart. Family Mart is
Yeah.
all you need. Family Mart team, Family Mart, Family Mart. Let's
Speak
go.
the truth. Yeah, you got it.
But there are other companies though. As I mentioned, I've been to a few daily Yamazakis. Apparently they're owned by like a, how do I say, the biggest bakery in Japan. So maybe their baked goods section could rival
Oh, I didn't know that.
Lawson. Yeah, and I've seen
Yeah.
a bunch of mini stops, but they're usually on the smaller side, I guess, hence mini stop.
Yeah.
And New Days are usually at like big stations. I've seen them people buying like newspaper and like grabbing things on the go. I've been to a few of those, but yeah, there's a lot of different family marts. See, my bias. There are a lot of different convenience stores in Japan. It's part of the culture, part of the experience. So if you are new to Japan, planning your first trip, that's an experience that you will enjoy. If you're a veteran like us, it never grows old. We always enjoy popping into a
Yeah.
konbini to grab stuff.
Always. Always a smile on my face when I go in one. Because you know you're going to get something you like. There's going to be something new, like Kirk had mentioned, whether it's new seasonal goods or snacks. They're always keeping it fresh. So you're always on your toes, sniffing out new things, trying new things if you want to, or finding your old, things that you like. So yeah, enjoy your time in Japan and adventuring in all of the konbini.
Nice. So, with that said, thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Bonbon Show. There are some interesting links in the show notes, and if you're watching slash listening on YouTube, please leave a comment and let us know what your favorite konbini in Japan is. Anything you want to say before we head out, Aaron?
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Looking forward to your comments, and yeah, share some cool konbini stories that you might have, or some konbinis that we haven't mentioned. Maybe there's some other regional konbinis in Japan that you would like to share with us, and some of their cool foods and things that they offer. So let's share away, everyone. Let's enjoy konbini. See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.